Bibles, please, for our second reading to the 21st chapter of 1 Kings. Only one more chapter in 1 Kings, and then we're on to 2 Kings. And then after 2 Kings, we're on to genealogies. 1 Chronicles, right? Okay, so 1 Kings, chapter 21, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it, or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came to his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. But Jezebel his wife came to him and said unto him, Why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, Give me thy vineyard for money, or else if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters saying, Proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. And set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst blaspheme God and the king. And then carry him out and stone him, that he may die. And the men of his city, even the elders and the nobles who were the inhabitants of his or in his city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them, and as it was written in the letters which she had sent unto them. They proclaimed a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and sat before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones, that he died. Then sent they, or they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he has gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed, and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs licked the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And Ahab said to Elijah, Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And I will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger, and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, The dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all things, as did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Seest how Ahab humbleth himself before me? Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. All right, so here in chapter 21, in the first section, we have Naboth and Ahab and their conversation. Naboth probably lived in another city, but this vineyard was his, and it was up against the palace where Ahab lived. So Ahab simply believed, he's not going to want this. I want it for a garden of herbs because it's right next to my palace. I can go out there. I can smell the herbs. It'll be a nice place to spend time. And he's got all these carnal reasons for wanting that vineyard. And Naboth says, for his part, I can't give you the inheritance of my fathers. Even if he sold it to him, it would have been the law of Israel for it to come back into Naboth's hand. Naboth, for his part, said, this vineyard it's been in my family, and not only has it been in my family like we would say that, but according to the inheritance of my fathers, that is, this is my inheritance in Israel. This is my connection to heaven, as it were. Right, it's a type of my heavenly inheritance. It would be a faithless thing for me to give it up, in other words. So, what does Ahab do? He says, I'll give you money for it, or I'll give you a better vineyard. I'll make you a deal. I'll really make it worth your while. And, of course, if you're a principled man, you can't be bought. And this is the thing about Naboth and the thing about Ahab. Ahab is not a principled man. He doesn't understand why Naboth won't give up the vineyard because he doesn't understand what principles truly are. Okay, well, Naboth is principled and he won't give it up. And so Ahab throws himself what we might call a little fit. He goes home, he lays himself in the bed, he puts out his lip, he turns over to the wall, and he says, that's it. Jezebel comes in and she says, what's the matter with you? Naboth won't give me his vineyard. Not a mention about his principle. Not one mention of the principled way, but only he won't give me his vineyard, even though I offered him money. She says, "Are you not the king?" Oh, those are terrible words to come out of the mouth of a monarch or someone associated with a monarch. We have learned from this pulpit, haven't we, that the king is under the law; he is not above the law. Jezebel is telling Ahab, you're above the law. Whatever you do is right by virtue of your office. So she says, get out of bed. You go ahead, have something to eat, wash your face, enjoy yourself. I will deliver the vineyard to you. And so she devises a plan. And the plan is obviously to murder Naboth and then to take possession of his vineyard. And so, according to the law of Moses, it has to be at the hand of two witnesses, at least, that you put a man to death. Well, she's got that all figured out. She will suborn two witnesses by the elders of his city, and they will testify against him. He's blasphemed God and the king. It's always good to have minions to do your evil work for you, right? And so notice when Elijah speaks to Ahab that he doesn't mention the elders of those cities. He mentions rather himself, Ahab, and Jezebel as the purveyors of this murder that took place. Okay, so what happens then? They move forward with the plan. Naboth is killed, and immediately Ahab goes down to take possession of the vineyard. All right, so we have a horrible legal procedure here that is fraught with injustice and murder, and Ahab, knowing what was done, goes ahead and takes possession of the vineyard. And so the Lord comes to Elijah and tells him what's gone on. And did you hear what the Lord said to Elijah? Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth. It's not Ahab's vineyard. It will never be Ahab's vineyard. It will always be Naboth's vineyard and his family's vineyard. Ahab killing Naboth and taking possession of it doesn't make it his. The Lord speaks plainly and truly here to Elijah. All right, so Elijah finds Ahab and he says, have you killed and have you taken possession? And then he says, in the place where the dogs licked the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. Notice the fearlessness of Elijah the prophet speaking to the king. So then, moving forward, Ahab calls Elijah his enemy. Well, and that's true. He is his enemy because he's called him out. And then we have an editorial comment. It's a very interesting comment. There is no one like Ahab. You have sold yourself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. What does it mean to sell thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord? It means he was a slave to evil. He had sold himself voluntarily to slave for evil. That's what's being said here, right? He is the servant of corruption. But there were few like him, is what the prophet tells us here. So then we have the statement concerning his posterity, that his house will not go forward. Notice that the sin that Ahab committed and the punishment that comes will be exactly the opposite of the principle that Naboth stood on. Naboth stood on, this is the plot of my fathers, I cannot turn away from it. And Ahab, for his sin, will bring his line to an end. There will be no posterity and no inheritance there. And so the punishment will fit the crime, in other words. He sought to take away his inheritance, and instead he loses his own. And, of course, the same thing is said about Jezebel. The dog shall eat Jezebel by the way of Jezreel. We'll see that happen in just a short while. All right, so then, but there was none like unto Ahab which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. So notice that they were partners in crime, if you will. And then finally, we want to make note also of verse 25, and that is that Ahab he introduced something new into the northern kingdom, right? We remember that he was the first king that, instead of being satisfied with Jeroboam's false way of worshiping, he brought in Baal worship through his wife Jezebel. So that's what verse 25 is about. Is that 25 or 27? 26, I guess. And then finally, we see this amazing piece of scripture. And I want to focus on it for the last minute or two here. It came to pass when Ahab heard those words that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbleth himself before me? Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. Now let's not give too much credit to Ahab here. Okay, but let's give credit where credit is due. The Lord honored the example that the king became of humbling himself in the sight of the Lord. Now he's still going to kill him, right? We have that coming on very quickly here. The Lord is still going to, who will entice Ahab that he will go up and die at Ramoth Gilead? That's still going to take place. But in that Ahab was a good example to others in hearing the word of the Lord, the curses of the Lord pronounced against him, that he humbled himself before the Lord will show him a kindness in that he will delay that until after his death, the ravaging of his house. This shows us, beloved, how much the Lord values it when we humble ourselves in his sight. That if he will show it value in Ahab, certainly, beloved, we can be encouraged that he will value it in ourselves. Don't hesitate to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Cry out to him for your sin. He already knows, beloved. But what does he do? He receives and honors that humbling and that calling out to him. All right, with that then, let's stand.